95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Greetings, senor. How are you?
What is happening?
Hey, I don't know if you've heard or not, but this weekend?
Yeah.
Saturday?
Eclipse?
Yes. What? It was so popular that they've scheduled a whole bunch.
Excellent. They're going to do it again.
Theoretically be raining. Your favorite.
I do love rain.
I can't believe. What? Who are you?
I don't love rain.
It's pod, Kevin.
No, I like it when it's sunny.
I can't believe it's happening again.
Is it supposed to be a lot?
No, not really.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's about 55% chance.
It's about a 55% chance.
All right.
Lows out by the beach today, about 72 degrees.
I'm good with that, as long as Friday and Sunday are sunny.
Yeah, you got it. We rearranged that for you.
Let's talk about the show today. Give me five. We play five songs in a row with a theme at 5 o'clock.
And two Wednesdays ago, class of 1972. Last Wednesday, class of 82. Today, class of 92. Now, that was so far after you and I got out of school. Any school.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know exactly.
I was in school all the time.
So you'll remember all the songs from 1992. So
yeah,
that'll
of
be
course.
Good. Yeah, you were getting some about that time.
Who's naked now?
Who's naked now?
We have a fashion update for you that's fascinating.
Ah.
We're going to talk to actor, director, writer Kevin Smith.
I saw that on the list. I'm like, is this one of your little friends pretending
no,
to be Kevin Smith?
It's actually Kevin Smith.
That's cool. When is that?
That is at 4 o'clock.
Sweet.
We have People Are Dumb, and we have the KLOS name game.
$700 plus tickets to that SoFi show with Def Leppard, Journey, and we will do that sometime between now and 4.
On 95.5 KLOS.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Returning to a story we did before because it's so great. And if you haven't heard it, I'm going to tell it to you again. Catholic priest who threw a wild orgy where a male hooker OD'd on erectile dysfunction pills learns his fate. So it's been working its way through the court system.
This is just a smorgasbord of not supposed to, don't do that, hey, what are you doing?
Right. He is a priest in Poland. His name is Tomasz Zmarli, and he organized a wild orgy featuring at least one male prostitute at his parish-funded pad.
Oh, at the parish even.
So the church is paying for it.
Supposed to be in there studying and like having like prayer meetings, and this is going on.
A male prostitute collapsed at the bash after taking too many erectile dysfunction pills.
Because he was not having any dysfunction, baby.
And then one of his buddies wanted to call
whatever 911 is in Poland.
And he threw him out. He's like, no.
Oh, man.
You can't call the emergency. You get out.
Let him lay on the ground going.
Yes.
Wow.
So the attendee called emergency services anyway after he left. And his unconscious friend remained inside. The paramedics arrived. The priest refused to let them inside.
What are you guys doing in there?
Nothing. Can you imagine?
Hold on. I've got my robes off. I'll be with you in an hour or two.
And here's a new...
Get the horse out of here.
Here's a new twist to the story that we didn't know about.
Okay.
The cops were called, and after gaining entrance to the home, authorities found the unconscious prostitute lying on a bed with his lower body severely mutilated.
Whoa. Wow.
What the?
This guy was a big fan of Sodom and Gomorrah. He was like, we're going to recreate it here in Poland, man.
Look at you with the Bible references.
Come on.
So this guy finally found out what was going to happen to him. He was sentenced to 18 months in prison.
Really? That's all?
Well, let me just say this.
I mean, he's letting the dude lay there and die. And
yes, that's what I thought.
Beat him up.
The guy didn't die.
Okay.
OD'd, but he didn't die.
He probably took him himself and is like, hey, I was having a good time, man. I mean, that priest is wild.
He was finally taken to the hospital and he signed out against medical advice.
That's not holy water.
Scrolling through Instagram, I came across a post that said, fashion meets sexual liberation. Meet the masturbation pocket.
The what? Oh, no. Oh, I think I know what this is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Huh.
But it's not for men.
Oh,
for women.
Well, now.
Looking to pleasure yourself in the safety of your own home without even needing to take off your hot new pants?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, I do. I need to. I can't take off my pants. It takes too long. I've got to get to it now.
The girls are in their sex-positive fashion era, and we're eating it up.
As it were.
Is what they say. DePetza's masturbation pocket. perfectly carries the brand's vision of divine femininity and sensuality.
So this is like one of those slankets or whatever that you could, but now it's very much to encourage masturbation.
It's built into the pants.
Right.
Yeah. It's a masturbation pocket.
Can I encourage anyone that I take to a movie going forward to wear these, please?
Let's go to the Heineken 00 hotline. We have the spokesman for the company, Jean-Claude LaCroix. Hello, Jean.
Hello. It is Jean-Claude LaCroix.
Okay, sorry about that.
You should be sorry, very sorry for what you're doing with all your mansplaining.
Sluggo hadn't heard the story
yet. No, this is news to me, exciting news to me.
It's always mansplaining with you.
Well, let me explain why.
Tell us about...
We have the pocket in the front of the pants. For the ladies, when they wear the fabulous pants that are very fashionable, they have a pocket in the front so they can attend to their business with leisure and leisure.
Right. But did you get a lot of people requesting this?
Oh, yeah. So many women, they wear tight pants. And how can they diddle the skittle when they have those tight pants on?
But this allows easy access for them.
The pocket allows them to order the ground beef taco anytime they are wanting. If a woman is there, she must be Finding Nemo. She can just use the pocket from the pants to say hello to the canoe driver.
Right. How many of these have you sold?
Hundreds and hundreds.
Hundreds, okay.
Who are some of your, like...
Two so far.
Two,
many more will be coming.
As it were.
Are they really built for a woman to do this in her house? Sounds like maybe not.
In the house, in the workplace, on the bus, anywhere you want to double-click the mouse, you can just have it ready to go anytime you're liking.
Well, is it going to be easy to spot someone wearing them? Or are they going to be like, oh, that's one of those masturbation pants? Or do they blend into your usual, you know, wear?
It's a V-shaped pocket on the front of the pants.
Right.
And it should be easy to spot if a woman has her hand jammed in the
pocket. I guess that's true. I thought of that.
She's probably dialing the rotary phone.
Right. Making an international call on the rotary phone.
Yes, she's talking.
Well, thank you for talking to us, Claude.
Anytime, here.
There was so much talk about the eclipse.
Yeah, I heard something about it. How does that work? Like, dragons eat the sun once in a while? Or?
Awkward moment. Mexican TV hosts cut to man's genitals during broadcast of solar eclipse.
Yeah, by the way, I'd like to thank you, Kevin, for showing me this video that I now have in my mind.
It is one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
It's very funny. Thanks to our pseudo-producer, Scott, for sending it, of course.
A local Mexican television network apparently needs a refresher course on Journalism 101 after they were actually taking people's videos and just throwing them up on the news.
Oh, video of the eclipse as it came in because, you know, it's out of the moment, happening now.
So somebody, to play a joke on them, took a picture of his balls covering up a light.
And sent it in.
Sent it in, and it just went right up on the screen.
Oh, and we've got another one here. This is from lookatmyballs.com.
It was so funny to look at those hosts, like, panicking and nervous. They didn't know what to say or do.
To quote Henry Winkler on Arrested Development, those are balls.
Oh, so good. So congrats to whoever did that. Happy to say hello to Kevin Smith.
Hey!
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, kids. How are you?
We're good. How you been?
I've been good, man. I mean, well, last year I went into the mental hospital, but it's been a year since then, so I've been good. So far, I've found my marble again, and everything's copacetic.
Excellent. That's a weird way of answering a question.
Yeah. I like it.
I went deep real fast, man. You know, there's no nipple work with Kevin Smith. It's just kind of right to it.
Tell us
you've been there for a red hot minute now, right?
Yeah, been here for
it's like three and a half years. That. They haven't kicked us out yet. I'm sure any day now.
Tell them I need a job.
They're not exactly hiring.
Darn, man, not your job, just anybody's.
Okay.
That's why I keep doing live podcasts and stuff like Hollywood Babylon that I'll be doing at Flappers Comedy Club in Burbank.
Yeah, with that
night with Ralph.
Ralph guy. Yeah, you know, we haven't talked to him in a very long time. It certainly wasn't just about 30 minutes ago. That's for damn sure.
Let me tell you, he gets around, but that couldn't have been him. I'm sure he's busy getting ready for his show on Saturday night at Flappers.
What time is the show?
We always go about 10 o'clock. We used to, you know, do the show over at the Improv and stuff, but Flappers been our home for the last few years, at least since the pandemic. They always treat us real well.
Nice.
10 o'clock, the fun begins.
How do you find, is the crowd usually drunk by then?
Yeah, 100%. That's the only way we're funny. I can't speak for Ralph. He's always funny, but like, I definitely need a bunch of people to have two drinks minimum to be like, yeah, this will pass. Silent Bob talking isn't too weird.
Heidi and Frank always leave a great deal of booze in the studio, so we're always set. So you're good to go.
Done and done. Oh my God, I could use that.
For people who haven't seen you live yet, tell them what the podcast is about.
So Ralph Garman and I have been doing Hollywood Babylon for, I think it's now, we're coming up on our 15th year.
Wow. That's insane.
Holy cow. It,
can you imagine?
No.
And it was born on the Kevin and Bean show back in the day when I would come in and hang out with the boys. And then, you know, you get your allotted time. And then they were like, okay, Kev, you can go. Like, unless you want to do the showbiz beat. And I'd be like, I would love to do that. So I hung out for that. And then Ralph and I eventually, like, built a friendship. And suddenly we kind of took the idea of talking about entertainment to this little Smod Castle podcast theater I had like years ago. Now I own a movie theater called Smod Castle Cinema in New Jersey, in my hometown, but that's a whole different thing.
Oh, nice. That's
we
awesome.
Had this tiny theater on Santa Monica Boulevard back in the day, and I came on to the Kevin Bean show in the morning to talk about, like, hey, I'm opening up a podcast theater. And this is like back in 2010, I want to say. And so Ralph said, hey, remember, like, we talked about doing a show for K-Rock, a Saturday morning entertainment show. Mm-hmm. What if we just did it at your podcast theater? And I said, yeah, let's try it out. And we did it for years. Like, again, this is our 15th year. We've taken the show everywhere. Basically, we just sit there and make fun of our Hollywood betters. No finer way to make a living in this town. And we became a staple of Friday, Saturday night here in town for like the longest time. And we were able to build it, take it to London. We played the Orpheum, wow. 6,000 people. Like, so there's still gas in the tank. At one point, like after the pandemic, Ralph was like, do you really want to keep doing this? And I was like, I think we can, man. Like, because we have a good time when it happens. And
it's kind of
always enjoys.
It's weird how sometimes these things you're just screwing around with a friend or whatever turn out to be the best things, as opposed to, you know, a lot of planning going into it, a lot of work and promotion.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
And the thing is, we're living longer, right? So it's like something you start is like, oh, this will be a hoot. Suddenly we figured out, like, A, how to turn our hobbies into our livelihood.
Right.
And then B, our lives are so damn long, it's like, oh my God, we're still doing it. And Jason Mewes and I are still Jay and Silent Bobbing it 30 years in. This is the 30th anniversary of Clerks this
that
year.
That is amazing.
Anniversary.
That's wow. Insane.
Doesn't that make you feel old?
Yeah,
of course.
30th anniversary by default of Jay and Silent Bob. So him and I have been putting on those goofy outfits and me not saying anything for the better part of 30 years. At the end of this year, we're going to make another Jay and Silent Bob movie.
Nice.
Fantastic.
What number would that be by now, with including everything else in the verse?
Including everything in this universe, that would be number nine.
Nine
in this universe. If I get to 10, I'll, you know, that'll feel, I don't know, some sort of, I say that because I want a job in the future.
Of course.
Let's hope we get to 10.
Tell us about the 4:30 movie.
Yeah, Kevin Smith's 4:30 movie coming out this summer. Is that right?
Yeah, it's coming out this summer. Saban picked it up. It was a flick we shot last summer back in that movie theater I own in New Jersey, Smod Castle Cinemas. When I bought that place with my friends, I was like, well, we got a free set, so I might as well write a movie for it.
Sure.
So I started writing a flick about, you know, four kids who go hopping around a multiplex on one day in 1986. We used to do that as kids. You pay for one movie.
Yep.
And then you just go see every other movie.
Kevin there. Here was expert at it. He
Same thing.
Taught me exactly how it worked a long time ago.
Oh, man, it's so weird that I got over on the movie business for so long and then became a part of it as well.
That right. is hilarious. Right. And now you're doing a movie about getting over on the movie business.
Yes, it's just I'm falling in my own meta hole. exactly as dirty as I meant it to say.
I would rather you didn't say that.
So, all right, so did you any chance going to show some of those movies that you had as the list on Clerks, the adult titles, which is one of the best lists ever given in a movie at your theater in Jersey? Any of the all holes filled with that sort of thing?
Oh, the porn titles.
Yes.
If the city ordered, well, the city, the town where we are, it's not even a town, it's small, it's a borough. If the borough of Atlantic Highlands ordinances let me show porn, believe me, I would be doing it. Because film exhibition is in the toilet, man. It's so tough to get people to come out to see a movie.
Gotta
particularly
be.
In an old-ass movie theater like ours. So yeah. If I thought porn would bring a single person in and I wouldn't get prosecuted, oh, I'd be awful.
All right, tell us again about the Hollywood Babylon.
Hollywood Babylon is happening Saturday night. Me and Ralph Garman, 10 o'clock at Flappers Comedy Club right there in Burbank. Tickets at ceasemod.com, ceesmod.com. We're right there at the door. Good times, man. You will laugh your ass off.
That is true.
And yes, the booze will help.
Kevin, it's great to catch up with you. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
Oh, my Lord. Excellent talking to you. Congrats.
Thank you, man. Talk to you soon. Florida woman finds nearly 8-foot alligator inside her home.
That's just a reason right there to not live anywhere. In Florida, you're going to have an alligator.
Right.
Show an
alligator.
Up.
if that's a possibility, I'm moving.
Yeah, 100,000%.
I don't need
alligators
in my house anyway. This is, I believe, this TV reporter's very first gig.
Oh, yeah?
Because she can barely put together sentences. It's like English is a second language for her.
Those are my favorite.
Listen to this report.
Oh, my goodness. I have an alligator in my house.
Alligator.
And at the same time, I'm thinking, I have an alligator in my house.
Alligator.
How am I going to get rid of the guy?
Grand Palms is a nice community in Venice filled with many houses.
Wow. Is this a reporter?
Yes.
Grand Pond is a nice community
filled with many houses. Why do you have to say there's many houses in a community?
Most communities have many houses.
A lot of ponds and HOA.
A lot of ponds and HOA.
Sure.
You're right. This is her first gig.
It's the first gig ever.
Yeah.
And also an alligator.
Alligator.
That's over 7 feet long.
That's right. An
alligator.
That is 7 feet, 11 inches to be exact.
You know, I used to teach radio classes, and my students right their first day were sounding better than...
Hilarious that you used to teach radio classes.
I know, right? Here's what not to do.
Hilarious.
Here's how to get fired immediately.
Broke into a home at Grand Palms Community. Homeowner Mary Hollenbach first noticed a strange rattling noise coming through her screen door.
Do you know that is what you first hear when you hear an alligator? Is a strange
noise on the screen door?
On the screen door, yeah. They're usually like, "Hello, alligator, can I come in?
Don't love it.
Want to eat you?
Don't love it.
Got any pets?"
I thought somebody who didn't live here was trying to come in, thinking that they were probably in the wrong house, because that happens frequently.
Wait, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, this is supposed to be a nice neighborhood with houses, a community, and
people drop in HOA all the time and think they're in their right house.
This is my house! Oh, hell!
Happens frequently.
So by the time I got up, went near the front door.
Alligator.
Was already inside.
Alligator.
Then continued walking down the hallway, and then made its way to the kitchen. That's when a 911 call was made.
All right. That's when a 911 call.
Truthfully, I'm rooting for her now. Like, I just want her to get through this story. This is the first one. She can erase it. She doesn't have to show anybody.
It probably won't turn up on some lame-ass radio station in L.A.
You can do it.
I tried to sound kind of coherent and basically told him that I had an
alligator
in my house.
You get 911 call. Yeah, there's an alligator in my house.
Yes, I'm trying to remain calm.
He was doing the paperwork, you know, getting the address and all. And then he's like, "How long is that?"
Alligator.
And I said, "Oh, about 8 feet."
FWC and Sarasota deputies eventually wrangled the
alligator
out of the house.
She made it!
Yay! Woo-hoo! I like that she kept saying alligator in such a dramatic way, though. How she did that.
Alligator.
Give me five.
That noise.
I don't know. Help! Sorry, I don't know what's happening.
It is the class of 1992.
George W. or H.W. Bush was president. There was no such thing as Twitter or Facebook or TikTok.
But or the internet.
Or the internet.
Even.
Yeah. But there was some damn good music, actually. So we've done class of 72, 82, and today it's 92. And what is the first suggestion that
I'm first suggestion is from Kirk, who sent us the What's Up with Florida story about the alligator.
Kirk is on it today.
I want to see here Stereo MCs Connected. It is the class of 1992 for Gimme 5.
And there's one that just vanished off the face of the earth, Stereo MCs.
Yep.
Kirk suggested that one. What a great suggestion. I love that one. Connected.
Yep.
And a couple people have asked for this one, Midlife Crisis from Faith No More, Brian, and G-Unit 11.
Yep.
Here you go. Now, that's a good one from 1992. Raul asked for that one. Social D, Bad Luck. It's the class of 92. We're getting some pretty ridiculous requests, though, right?
Yes, we are. Right, said Fred. I'm too sexy.
I am a little tempted to play that. I think we played it on the All Request Fest.
Yeah, let's...
Keep your requests serious. Hello, KLOS.
Michael Jackson, Black or White.
Nope, but we'll play this for Brian and San Pedro.
Hey, Kevin Sluggo.
Yes, doing Gimme 5.
Class of 1992.
Hey, I want to hear a song right now. You know what I mean? Right now by Van Halen.
Gimme 5 extra there from the class of 1992, STP, Shirley Temple's pet. You don't know that? What it was originally?
I didn't know that, no. I did not
well, it wasn't
know that.
Pet, but Shirley Temple is something. Sex type thing.
We have four tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Calgary Flames. This is tomorrow night at Crypto.com Arena. Everybody can get their tickets now at LAKings.com/tickets. Or you can win your way in if you're caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS. We'll do some hockey slang.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
It's Roy. How you doing?
Good.
We're great, Roy. You want to do some hockey slang?
Of course.
So what does it mean when they are dropping the mitts? Dropping
they're
the mitts.
They're gonna fight.
They're gonna fight.
Fight.
That's correct.
Fight. Fight.
Fight.
Wow, you got it right out the gate, Roy. Good for you.
Well done.
I always say drop the gloves. I don't say mitts.
Sure.
We'll allow that.
Both are good. You got four tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Calgary Flames. It's tomorrow night at Crypto.com Arena. And for everybody else, they can get their tickets at LAKings.com/tickets. Well done.
Awesome. Thank you.
Time for what we learned. And people are dumb. The Catholic priest who threw a wild orgy where a male hooker OD'd on erectile dysfunction pills got 18 months in prison.
Now, that all sounds like some sort of really insane joke, but all of it happened.
All of that happened, yes. We talked about the new fashion of women's pants with a masturbation pocket in the front.
Ladies, you don't have to be tearing your own clothes off when you're at the movie theater anymore. You have easy access.
And your next chance to play the KLOS name game is tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. with Heidi and Frank.
And that's fantastic and all, but I gotta get out of here. I'm off to pet the kitty.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Are you ready to play our little game?
Hit it.
Let's go. The name game. The what now?
We will take caller 25, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
700 seems like a good luck number if you believe in that sort of
Agreed.
Thing. So maybe, right now...
Play the name game. KLOS. Who is this?
Hello?
Hi, who is this?
Hi, what's your name?
This is Lori.
Lori.
You're very, very cautious.
Laid back?
Oh,
hey,
yes.
You're caller 25.
Oh, my gosh, you're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding.
Oh, my gosh.
So you get to play the KLOS name game. It's up to...
Oh, gosh, how exciting. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
It's okay.
My guess is...
Let me go. Let me say stuff.
Wait, Kevin wants to tell you exciting
things. Let us say stuff first, and then you can guess. We're going to do it the way we always...
Okay.
We are looking for the name of a sandwich you'd find on many menus.
And, Lori, the last couple of guesses were pastrami, which someone guessed yesterday as well, and chicken sandwich. But those are wrong, so for $700, buy a hell of a lot of sandwiches. What do you think we're looking for?
I'm going to say grilled cheese sandwich.
Grilled cheese
love
sandwich.
Grilled cheese sandwich.
I am really good at making grilled cheese.
Oh, I love them.
I'm
really good at eating them.
Butter both sides. You put a little mayo on there as well. Maybe some lunch meat, and you got yourself one hell of a grilled cheese. Does it win?
Lori? I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
No. Okay.
Thank you for trying.
I'm glad about
due. Yeah.
Thank you.
Do it again.
You guys have a great day.
You too. You. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So sometime between now and 5.
$800.
So I took out a little loan in your name, Kevin, and I thought we should give away the money. Yeah.
How much?
Vito will be coming around to collect his $800.
Oh, all right.
We don't give it away now.
The name game.
Well, let's try it.
Yeah.
855-KLOS. We will take caller 25.
This particular round of the name game is irritating me because it keeps making me hungry every afternoon.
Yeah, true.
The name game. Name game.
I want one of these sandwiches, and I want it now.
KLOS, who is this?
This is Jesse.
Jesse?
Jesse, you're caller 25.
All right. Remember me? It's the loose belly button guy.
Yes, of course we do. We are looking for the name of a sandwich you'd find on many menus.
And for $800, it wasn't grilled cheese or pastrami. What do you and your belly button think it was?
I think it was a turkey and Swiss.
Turkey and Swiss. That's one of my favorite sandwiches.
Turkey
I have
and
that a lot.
Swiss.
I could recommend a few places to get a good turkey and Swiss here in Los Angeles.
Mm. Ah! Sorry, that is incorrect.
Maybe next time.
Sorry, Jesse.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Sometime between now and 6.
$900. It is time for the KLOS name game. We will take caller 25 right now at 818-955-KLOS.
The name game.
Let's give away some money.
Yeah. Take this money out of our hands. We shouldn't have this much cash.
KLOS, who is this?
What's up? It's Steve again. How you doing?
Hey, Steve again. You are caller 25 again.
I did pastrami last night at 5.
Well done. It's KLOS name game. We're looking for the name of a sandwich you'd find on a many
Wow.
We're looking for a sandwich you'd find on many menus.
On many menus.
He tried to say.
And someone actually guessed pastrami again earlier today. Boo.
Boo there.
I'm thinking boo.
I heard it this morning.
There you go.
I heard it this morning. I was laughing.
And then Lori said grilled cheese, which is a good one, but was wrong. And Jesse said turkey and Swiss. So, Steve.
For $900, what do you got?
This time.
All right, Kevin's got a comment for this one. How about meatball?
Meatball.
Kevin, you wouldn't comment on some rude, sort of weird, nasty.
No, I would never.
Never. And is it right?
Meatball. Sorry.
Now, what's your secret to getting through all the time? Because a lot of people are like, I've never gotten through. Well done, you, Steve, again.
I could never. This is the first time I ever got through, 2 days in a row.
Oh, that's weird.
And you came with meatball. You brought it strong.
Yeah. Well, next time you get through, the third time's a charm.
Let's go, Paula. Yeah.
Right on, man.
Yes, sir.
All right, so tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank.
At 7 a.m., it's going to be $1,000.
$1,000. It was on this day in rock in 1970 when Paul McCartney made it clear he was done with the Beatles. It's a bunch of publicity stuff that was sent out promoting his first solo album. Frampton Comes Alive hit number one on the U.S. album charts on this day in rock in 1976. It spent about 10 weeks off and on there at number one. Barry Gibb of the Bee Gees was planning to renovate an old house that Johnny Cash owned in Tennessee, but on this day in rock in 2007, it burned to the ground.